Hi guys, just a quick comment around the discussion on the Kenneth Cole issue. In FIR 586, a listener commented on the situation, said that he was disgusted at the use of the Egypt hashtags, and then said that he remembered something similar which had happened before, but for the life of me, I can't remember the company or the product. The company was Habitat, something which Shell didn't seem to remember either. This got me to thinking that perhaps the use of these sorts of hashtags and the discussion that that provokes may not necessarily be a bad thing for companies. It may be the case that the controversies around them actually do drive short-term, at least, people to their sites. I then thought that maybe the punishment would come in the long tail of search. That when I did a search for some of these companies, what would happen is that the controversy would pop up, the disgust of the people in markets would pop up around it, and that that's where the punishment would be. So I did a search both for Habitat and for Motrin. In the Habitat searches, on the first page of search results, there was nothing about the hashtag controversy. On the Motrin search, on link number 9, there were two videos. The videos made about the Motrin Moms debacle, I suppose you could call it, where a huge amount of disgusted tweets about the way Motrin portrayed mothers was shown. But really, not a lot there either. I know that on the Inside PR podcast this week, that Ginny had a long discussion around the abuse of hashtags and said that she believed that the all publicity is good publicity, all PR is good PR, there's no such thing as bad PR, wasn't true, which then gained consensus amongst the other podcasters there. And I was wondering if that's true or not, perhaps an issue for a live PR sending, or sorry, FIR sending. Anyway, thanks for that.